In this bulletin, the government scrambles to verify reports that China has banned imports of Australian coal. A report finds multiple design and construction faults led to the damage at Sydney's Opal Tower. And in basketball, Australia claims top spot in their qualifying group for this year's FIBA World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. There are reports one of China's biggest ports has banned imports of Australian coal and will cap overall coal imports for 2019 through its harbours. Reuters news agency reports the indefinite ban on imports from Australia, effective since the start of February, comes as major ports elsewhere in China prolong clearing times for Australian coal to at least 40 days. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he's aware of the reports and says the government is working to clarify them. Coal is Australia's biggest export earner, and the Australian dollar tumbled on the news, falling more than 1%. Australians who've been wronged by the banks could potentially receive far greater compensation payments under a federal Labor government. The opposition has pledged to raise the threshold for compensation that people can negotiate through the Australian Financial Complaints Authority to $2 million. That would be up from the current caps of $500,000 for individuals and $1 million for small businesses. Labor would also lift the value of claims the authority could consider, and non-financial losses would also be put on the same footing as financial losses. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says he wants to ensure more Australians are eligible for compensation.
What Labor's doing is saying we understand that for people who've fallen foul of sharp bank practices, of scandalous and in some cases criminal conduct, that the compensation they should be eligible for should be real and meaningful.
An independent report has found multiple design and construction faults led to damage at Sydney's Opal Tower. The newly built tower in Sydney Olympic Park was evacuated on Christmas Eve after cracks were found in the building, sparking fears it could collapse. The New South Wales Government Commission report found that while the building was structurally sound overall, horizontal support beams in the building were of inferior strength and not compliant. The decision to only partially grout between the beams and panels added to the problem. Police in the US say actor Jussie Smollett falsely claimed to be the victim of a racist and homophobic attack in an attempt to advance his career. Smollett has been arrested after he was charged with lying to police in connection with the alleged attack last month. He claimed that two apparent supporters of Donald Trump had struck him, put a noose around his neck, and poured an unknown substance over him. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says Smollett took advantage of the pain of racism.
I'm left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile?
Pope Francis has promised action against child sexual abuse by priests after opening a conference at the Vatican. The pontiff has convened Catholic leaders from around the world for the four-day meeting to address the scandal that's ravaged the church's credibility over the last three decades. Some victims' groups have voiced scepticism, calling the event a publicity stunt aimed at cleansing the image of the church. Well, some survivors held a vigil outside the venue. The Archbishop of Brisbane, Mark Coleridge, says the conference has been overwhelming.
It's not that I hadn't heard these voices before. I have. But I had never heard them in the extraordinary context of this gathering and, frankly, in the presence of the Pope. So the setting itself added a whole new power and, in a sense, another dimension to hearing these voices that spoke very briefly, but very powerfully and very deeply, and struck just the right note on the first morning of this, not just a meeting, but journey of exploration.
British opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn has urged Prime Minister Theresa May to change her strategy to avoid the danger of a no-deal Brexit. The Labour Party leader says a group of pro-Brexit Conservative lawmakers has been influencing Ms May's choices, increasing the threat of a no-deal Brexit. Mr. Corbyn says the threat of a no-deal Brexit is worrying for people, not just in the UK, but right across Europe.
She is allowing herself to be held to ransom by a small group in her party called the ERG, and that is one of the problems. She has got to realise that she's got to change her ways, otherwise the danger of a no-deal exit, with all the chaos that will cause, is a very real possibility.
In basketball, Australia has clinched top spot in its qualifying group for this year's FIBA World Cup after an 81-60 win over Kazakhstan. Well, now the weather across Australia for today. Perth, cloud clearing and 26 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 32. Melbourne, becoming sunny, 22 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 22. Similar conditions in Canberra, 27. Wollongong, a shower or two and 21. Sydney, also a shower or two, 24. Newcastle, much the same, 24. Brisbane, a possible shower and windy, 31. Cairns, sunny and 34. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.